Okay, we're right here with producer Maestro, who we've heard recently producing for Lil Wayne and Ice Cube, amongst others. First of all, introduce yourself to everybody out there.
What's up, Dubs CNN? It's your boy Maestro, producer of the year, Platinum Plus, coming straight at your eardrums.
All right, you know, to start it off, let's talk about what's going on right now. You on that Lil Wayne album, you did the intro, three-peat. How did you first link up with Lil Wayne?
Well, actually, I know a lot of people who knew Wayne. I was working with Franchise Boys, and my business partner was actually on tour with Wayne on Chris Brown tour. So, you know, I was cutting a lot of records, and he was hearing them. You know, also I was working with a female writer who was working with Wayne. You know, she was shooting tracks his way as well. So, you know, we started out with a couple other songs which came out during the summer and are actually available on the alternate versions of the album. But, you know, three-peat was the one that made the official cut.
Right. And I heard you had offered the beat to the song to someone else who didn't use it or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had actually made it with Jeezy in mind. You know, a lot of times when I go in the lab and I'm working on a track, like, I try to envision a certain artist, you know, working on it and then get at it, you know, get at that particular person. Just so happened, you know, he wasn't feeling it the way I was, so.
Okay. And how does it feel to have the first track on an album that sold a million in a week?
I mean, it felt good, man. It felt good, you know. At the end of the day, you know, you got to realize that everybody listens to the first song. You know, it kind of sets the tone for what's going to happen later on. You know, so I knew I was getting those ears. You know, I knew people were hearing what I do. You know, and the fact that he shouted me out on it just made it that much better. You know?
Yeah, I like the way he put that together.
Yeah.
You know, it was more than just like a little tack. He kind of incorporated in the rhyme.
Right. Well, you know, I usually just kind of throw them on there in like a critical place so no one will take it out, you know, where people won't just, you know, try to two-track my stuff. But I guess it was right on time and he worked it into the rap, you know, so it paid off.
Right. Now, you also hooked up with Ice Cube to produce Gangsta Rap Made Me Do It. How did that, you know, happen?
My cousin actually partners with some of Cube's people, Cube's management, you know, so I heard that Cube was looking for tracks, you know, so I just went in and, you know, got my headphones on and, you know, locked the doors and just started just trying to make whatever I thought, you know, he'd mess with. You know, and it just so happened that, you know, what I came up with, he was feeling, so.
I mean, it's been a really good year for you, because you got a track on the hottest rapper right now, and you got a track on, like, one of the biggest legends in hip-hop. Where are you trying to go with it? What are you trying to do right now?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get on as many hot records as possible, you know, and try to work with as many influential artists as possible, and really just trying to take my style of production to like the forefront of the game. You know, I hear a lot of different people come with different styles, and you know, I hear a lot of people who are like really pigeonholed as far as what they do, you know, and I have a real versatile style, and I just want to hit every market, every genre, every artist, every coast, you know, so that's my goal for the year and years to come.
Did you and Ice Cube do any other tracks together?
Well, I sent him a couple others. You know, actually, I had a song in one of his movies a while back on the XXX2 soundtrack featuring Bone Crusher. So, you know, we linked up before. You know, we linked up just now for this single. So, you know, it's bound to happen. You know, we work on some more stuff. I'm actually about to go in with Dub C pretty soon and work on his project. So I'm sure, you know, Cube is gonna come through and hop on something hot. You know,
that's what's up. So tell us how you got in the game real quick. Who were your influences?
I got a lot of influences, man. Like, I'm really just influenced by good music. You know, I had actually a group called Parlay, who was from L.A., Inglewood to be exact, who I was producing for in college. So they were the first dudes who really just kind of, you know, drove me to really focus on production and really just trying to express my talent, you know. So they were, you know, major influences for me. But then, you know, also just listening to rappers, you know, I was always a big Snoop fan, Dog Pound, you know, Cube, you know, I was always in the West Coast rap, so, you know, that's what influenced me, you know, as far as producers, Battle Cat, you know, all the greats, Dre, you know, Fred Wreck, you know, just, you know, I really get a lot of my game and a lot of my style from the West, you know.
That's what's up. And are there any specific artists that you want to work with in the future?
Man, I really want to work with some out there stuff, you know, like some just huge music. You know, I want to work on just life-changing albums, life-changing songs, like stuff that people can really be inspired by, you know. So any artist who's coming with that flavor, you know, that stuff that's just bigger than the record is on and bigger than the radio and bigger than the CD, you know, I want to work with anybody who's doing music of that caliber.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Before we go, is there anything else you want to let everybody know?
You know, look out for New Dog Pound. You know, I've been working with Gotti since day one, you know, so anything he's got coming out, I'm definitely a part of. Also look for that, you know, Dub C project. And just look for anything that got the Maestro tag on it, you know, because if the beats start with that, you know, it's going to be hot.
Let's go back to that Dog Pound Corrupt thing real quick. You said you've been working with him. What you guys been working on, and when can we expect to hear that?
Well, I actually have one record that had a lot of underground acclaim. It was actually called Sand Niggas, featuring Corrupt and Lil Tri from YA. But, you know, I go out to L.A. and I work with YA, you know, Bizzle, Lil Tri, and, you know, I always get down with Corrupt. Whenever he comes to Atlanta, you know, we're steady cutting songs, you know, so I could put out a whole Corrupt album on my own if I wanted to, you know. Actually, I might do that, you know. So that's, you know, and I failed to mention him before, but he's definitely one of my greatest, you know, influences and supporters as far as his production goes, you know. Having been schooled by Dre, you know, he taught me exactly what a producer should do when they get in the lab with an artist, you know. So whenever I sit down with a person, you know, from Corrupt to Wayne, you know, I go in to make a classic, you know. So, you know, definitely, he had a big impact on me as a producer.
You chilled up with Battlecast's little brother. He's called Mike Stroh.
Yeah, Mike Stroh. Yeah, you know, it's actually real funny. I had a session with David Banner, and Battlecast came through, and I actually did a song called Westside on David Banner's Certified album, and you know, Battlecast came up to me and was like, you know, damn little homie, like, that shit slapped, you know.
That's you who did that song?
What's that?
That's you who did that track?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song, and I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, that's me. I don't even know if my tag was on there, but yeah, that was one of my first big ones, man.
Yeah, that was dope. That was a good track.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. So, you know, like I said, Battlecast, you know, having his little brother be Mike Stroh, and, you know, him coming up to me and knowing that I'm Mike Stroh and to still respect my game and not, you know, make no static about it, you know, that really made me feel good about what I was doing, you know?